Hello and welcome back to Go With The Flow podcast. This is Robin and I have some extra time, so we're going to get into Love and Marriage DC season 3 episode 3. So, you know, let's go ahead and dive in. So, we're picking up from the men talking to Clifton about his quote-unquote thruple situation after they got finished wrestling. They talked about the optics and how it's a weird look that Carmen pulls Clifton so much. They then talk about the history of Joy and Ashley's fallout and quickly start campaigning for his wife and explaining that if it was top secret, the news about her and Clifton being married, you know, eloping or what are they not eloping, marrying, you know, but not revealing it on the show. Basically, he was implying, if you didn't want it to come out, then don't tell me. If you want it to be that big of a secret, don't tell me. And I just felt like, I think everybody understands he's going to stand up for his wife, but it also was just kind of given like, this is weird. Because you're basically implying that somebody shouldn't trust you based off of the fact that they just might tell. And if you're, I mean, now, would I have said something like that, especially if I may possibly have wanted to see if we could get a special or something like that? Probably not. But if you're building friendship with somebody and you feel like you can trust them, I also understand how you might feel like, okay, we're building something. Like, this is me showing how much I want to build with you. We're already married. And, you know, I mean, that's a lesson for Joy to not trust, you know, but I kind of feel like, for you to say, well, that's basically on you. If you don't want me to know, don't tell me. Yeah, that could be true. But also, like, you kind of take some accountability that you told a big thing and you didn't have to do it on camera. So, it's I feel like Quick is in a weird spot. But it's, I don't know, I just feel like, if you got to go out of your way to be like, I mean, but if it was me, I wouldn't tell. Because if you don't want somebody to tell it, then you shouldn't tell somebody. If you're trying to build and you think that this is a safe place, you might say something. True, if you don't want to get out, yeah, you shouldn't have told. But also, the person that you told it to shouldn't have shared it on camera. I don't know. Both things can be true. That's how I feel. Both things can be true at the same time. This is one of those situations, in my opinion. Clifton, on the other hand, feels like Ashley is wrong. I would agree. And ultimately, Jamie asked if all the couples, can we get together? Like, he was just like, can we get together and get past this? Like, that's what I would appreciate. If we could move past this some kind of way, some kind of, you know, get the couples together, something. So we're going to see how that plays out. In the next scene, we talk about Mushu, Arena's mama's pet bearded dragon. And how the dragon needs food. So they're at a specialty pet store. This pet is living his best life. I think, did he have a little jacket on? And he was just like perched up on the mom's like chest. I was like, that's so cute. How you do that? I couldn't imagine having a lizard on me like this. But, like, I was happy for this dragon because he's being taken care of. He's been given the best of the best food. And listen, Mushu, a lot of people wish they could live that cushy. So, I'm happy for you. During their time at the pet store, they talk about Clifton and Carmen posting things together and how it looks off. Now, again, I try to listen to two interviews that are going on right now. And Carmen was upset because she felt like people keep bringing her up. And I guess basically she felt like she didn't get a chance to defend herself on camera. It's not natural to be like, oh, I'm going to the pet store with my family. Hey, Carmen, why don't you come in and let's talk about it together? Like, I don't think they knew her well enough to say all of that. But I do get kind of scrambling when you feel like a narrative is being put out there and that's not what it is. I just think it's unrealistic to be like, yeah, y'all, you need to make sure to say something about me to make sure this doesn't spiral out into something. I don't know. I just feel like that didn't make no sense to me. But anyway, they talk about it, and Urania basically says, like, I plan to talk to Joy about it. Like, I want to discuss this because, you know, I just feel like it's just kind of off. I don't know. I just think that, you know, it just don't look right. And Urania asks Jamie if he thinks it's okay. Jamie immediately starts getting irritated, and they start having this disagreement. It just kind of keeps spiraling and spiraling. Jamie implies he could say a whole lot more about business relationships, and they agree that it doesn't. Basically, in the end, they agree it doesn't look right. But Jamie was just like, "What do I? Why are you coming to me? Why are you asking me about it?" And I was just like, "A hit dog will holler, huh?" That's what it's giving. I'm not saying you're guilty of anything, but the way he got so irritated so quickly with her, I'm just like, "What? Why? What's going on? Why are we having all this energy? I don't understand." But anyway, Jamie calls Irena a hypocrite, and he says Irena had a business partner that she was inappropriately close to. So, you know, you could see something kind of bubbling up, but then them trying to like suppress it and push it down. I don't know, y'all. I don't know, y'all. Y'all gotta talk about it. Y'all gotta figure it out so y'all can move past it. I mean, y'all made it this long. I think they've been married for like, I want to say 28 years. So, I mean, they not gonna break up or anything, but I think it's good to deal with those things so they don't keep coming up. Just a thought. In the next scene, Quick is spending time with the family, and he wants to make sure he talks about how he wants to make sure he's spending quality time with his kids and not working himself into the ground, which was something that was a theme in the previous seasons. So I totally understand that. They go rock climbing together, and they talk about him and Ashley talk about the wrestling meetup. Quick wants to invite everyone to a Wizards game and ask Ashley if she's okay with him inviting Joy and Clifton. And Ashley was just basically like, Clifton can come. And she says she's no longer wants to build with Joy after their conflict. And it was just kind of like, how did we get to this point? Like, how did it get to the point where you're just like, yeah, I don't want to go any further. We're done. That's unfortunate. It's just really unfortunate. It sucks because I just feel like it didn't have to go that far. They reflect on the situation with little Jamie, and Ashley talks about how she sees a lot of herself in little Jamie in regards to his dad. She's still repairing her relationship with her mother, and Ashley wants to reach out to little Jamie and work on getting to the root of the issues. And I thought that was great. Again, these are times when I see Ashley shine. Like, you can see her heart, and I think that's dope. So to me, like, I'm sure Ashley feels like she doesn't get a good edit, but to me, that is a version of them making sure that, yes, you are seen in sometimes in a negative way, but you're also seen in a positive light. And I think, you know, that's what it's all about. You know, you can't just want them to show you good, and then the times when maybe you put your foot in your mouth or you took it too far, expect them to not show it. They can't show every single thing. You know this. You know this isn't your first season. You know how this goes. So we move on. Irena and Joy are hanging out, and Irena talks about Carmen posting her and Clifton multiple times. Now, Irena is friends with Carmen. She says that she knows her, but she feels like Carmen should recognize and realize that this isn't a good look. You know, I think everybody kind of feels like, yeah, your intentions may not be wrong. No, you may not. Both of y'all don't want it, you know, y'all have no like want to do anything crazy. However.com, you know, maybe as a woman or whatever, should kind of feel that thing that says like, maybe this won't be perceived well and I should just stop while I'm ahead. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know. Again, this is one of those two things can be true. You could have completely innocent intentions, but also be able to look back and be like, I could see how that could look wrong. And I think that would have changed everything. Like, I know that Joy and Clifton are no longer cool with Carmen. I don't know why. I hope we get to see it on the show. But I think just being able to say, like, yes, y'all could have defended me, but also, yeah, maybe that wasn't the best look is important. It's vital. Anyway, moving on. Joy thinks it's absolutely crazy for people to think they're a throuple and doesn't want Irena to give it any extra energy. Again, Carmen says that they don't defend her, and I was just like, that sounds like Joy defending the situation to me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how much more you want. Joy says her and Clifton are good and that she trusts Carmen. She tries to make a dig about how it could be perceived a certain way, about the closeness of Ashley and Alicia because they got tattoos on their finger. She was kind of like trying to throw shade and it kind of fell flat, but I understood she was trying to be like, I mean, if you're going to dig in this relationship, I could dig in y'all's friendship and make it seem like something that is not. Yeah. Arena asked if Joy and Clifton are going to the game that Quick invited everybody to, and Joy says she sent a text message to Ashley, you know, trying to move forward and didn't get a reply.
Oh, we gonna see where that goes.
Moving on, Ashley talks about how she has really bad insomnia. She goes to a center to kind of get to the bottom of it. When she's getting her assessment, she talks about how she's on medication for anxiety and I think she said and depression. And she feels like after a while, the drugs just stopped working. She said this has been going on for 8 years. I think she said she sleeps all of like 45 minutes a night, which is crazy. It could lead to why you're highly irritable and going off on people, because that little bit of sleep, I mean, even if you said I'm functioning on 3 hours of sleep every night for 8 years, that's crazy. Like, it could make anybody crazy. And I hope, I don't, basically at this point they say something like, you know, let's get some blood work so we can kind of assess and move forward on how to treat you. And I think that the doctor or specialist even kind of recognized what it could be, and that I think she said it could be perimenopause. She said it sounded like symptoms of perimenopause, which is crazy because I think Ashley is like 37, so that's kind of wild. But like 8 years without getting a full night's rest is wild. I'd be asking for a nap. I need my sleep. So I don't even know how she's been going day to day under that type of duress, but also like maybe we should give her a pass because going off might be why it might like being tired might be why you go off sometimes. I don't know, but it wouldn't be like hard to believe. They also talk about how she could possibly be estrogen dominant. So I don't know if we'll get a follow-up on that, but I thought that was really interesting, and I applaud her for showing that. We move on. Terry, who has come up in previous, not just Love and Marriage DC, but I think also on Potomac. Terry is coming over to speak with Arena and Jamie after they fell out at the pet store. They talk about Joy and Clifton's situation with Carmen again. Like, I forgot if this was like the theme of the episode, but like this episode and a little bit of last episode was all about this throuple situation. So it just, you know, it keeps coming up. They acknowledge it was triggering. Like, Jamie and Arena can acknowledge it was triggering for them. Jamie felt like Arena went ballistic because Jamie didn't agree with her. Ballistic, I think, is a stretch, but I mean, she was getting agitated because he started that energy. She asked him a question and he got all aggy about, well, I don't want to talk about it. This ain't about me. And it's just like, who said that? She just said, do you agree that this looks weird? That's what I saw. I feel like Jamie started it and then he basically like flipped the energy on Arena and tried to make it seem like she was just going off out of nowhere. That's not what I saw on camera. I don't know what all happened, but that's not what I saw. Terry feels like Arena can't expect him to react the way that she wants to. I agree with that. Jamie talks about the situation with the past business partner. This man was posting Arena, you know, looking beautiful, but he called her sis and that like really upset him. And it seems like Arena was really innocent in the situation. And he, you know, I guess he, you know, put a lot of his energy towards Arena. And to me, it gives Jamie, maybe you were doing things. And, you know, I'm not saying you're this guy, but a lot of men, at least that I've seen on shows or what I hear out there in the world, they want women to just take it. But the moment it seems like that could possibly happen to them, they just lose their cool. I'm not accusing him of cheating. I'm saying from a perspective of looking at it, it looks kind of like you feel some kind of way because maybe you have done things that could be implied as being bad. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you cheated on her. I'm just saying you've done things that could be implied that you may be doing something. So the thought that she could even be possibly doing something like that, it was almost like, it almost kind of gave a Martell energy of like, I didn't just cheat on you. You cheated on me too. You know, I didn't just do stuff that could be perceived wrong. You did stuff too. That's what it was giving. That's the energy it was giving. I could be wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. But that's what I was feeling bubbling up. That's what it felt like, it was bubbling up. So Terry called, you know, Arena talks about when Jamie posted or had women posted him, and he's like, I didn't post it, but it was being posted. And, you know, that made her feel some kind of way. So that just adds to this issue they have between them. Terry calls it out and asks Jamie, would you rather be right or you rather be happy? Child, Terry, you need to sit down with this whole cast, because at least 75% of them, it's about, to me, when it comes to maybe Arena and Jamie in some situations, Ashley and Quick, it's about being right over everything instead of being like, this ain't even that deep and we're making it more than what it should be. We should really be focusing on healing and moving forward. We should focus on how can we build to being having trust again and be at least cool and cordial. That's Terry, you want something right here. You're absolutely correct. Terry clocked it. And, you know, Jamie's like, I'd rather be happy. And basically Terry says that they need to check in. They need to leave those things in the past instead of constantly going back to it. And Arena says that they just brush their issues under the rug and keep it moving. That's probably also how they've been married for 28 years. Brushing it under the rug. Now, see me, I'm sorry, person, I want to over-communicate. You can't do that if the other person isn't willing to do it. But I feel like letting stuff sit and fester, it inevitably is going to come up like that or get worse. And even though it's uncomfortable, conversations should be had. Because if you don't say something and it spirals or it gets worse, you can't point fingers at anybody but yourself. But anyway, not going off on a tangent. Moving on. Everybody comes to the suite to watch the game. Everyone comes to the suite to watch the game. Ashley's best friend Alicia comes in. And they talk about the petties coming. And a theme that keeps coming up is Ashley's very offended at this thought that she's jealous of Joy, even though Joy never said it. It's what keeps echoing through the show. Just as much you hear Thruple, it just keeps talking about it. Ashley just keeps bringing up this thing about the thought that I could be jealous of Joy, this wedding singer, this karaoke singer. Like, you're just dragging her, and she didn't say it. She didn't say it. Clifton and Joy eventually come after, I think Jamie and Arena came too, or they might have already been there. But Clifton and Joy walk up, and they're, you know, they're talking about seeing everybody. And Joy says that she sent a message to Ashley, but she understands if Ashley's not ready to respond. When Joy and Clifton arrive to the suite, only the Tylers greet them. Like, it's mad crickets. And that's already uncomfortable. Like, you're giving energy. You want this to not end. You don't want this to end. Yes, you don't want to beat them to be there and are irritated, but they're there. You could, you know, just be like, hey. Like, it tells me you don't want to move forward. And the fact that all three of them were given the cold shoulder, it was just like, okay, that's the type of time we're on. Even though, you know, even though that was tight, they still, you know, like, get comfortable. They're standing up behind them. And the rest of them are sitting down. And Ashley's, you know, irritated. Adding to the tension. Jamie gets up and tries to clear the air. And Joy asks if Ashley wants to step outside. Because Ashley's already, it's leveling up. Her anger or frustration is leveling up. And so Joy asked her to step outside. She's like, yes, I would love to step outside. So once they're outside the suite, Ashley goes off about Joy not responding to her. They talk about the Christmas party and how Joy actually came in peace. But Ashley basically tried to say, you know, she bathed them, which was the wrong road, in the words of Portia Williams, now Portia Gubadia. Wrong road, wrong road. Ashley basically says she does not want to be around Joy. She's telling Joy that her being jealous is laughable. And she's like, I don't know if they said it at this point or later, but she's like, they don't even believe that. I don't know why this irritates her so bad, but Lord, it burns her soul. She tells Joy to leave. She's like, you can leave. And Joy's like, we're not going nowhere. And then things escalate. Child, Ashley's, you know, giving energy, and Clifton. She talks to Clifton and she basically like, why are you saying you're the reason you're saying that Ash that I'm jealous of Joy? And you know, why would you say that? He leans forward slightly, like not aggressively, totally chill. And not to say that she can't take it away, but it read as that he was chill. And he, you know, kind of leans forward and he's just like, I don't know, what is the problem? And child, Ashley tells him to back up. She puts her hand up. She's like, back up. And to me, again, from a person who's not in the moment, it did not give aggressive energy. However.com, we don't know what someone's previous history is, and it's easy for people to get triggered. And that could be the situation. Plus, Clifton, you are very, very much tall. And so I could see how she, you know, already is aggravated and that just added on. But I don't think he was aggressive. His manner didn't seem aggressive. His energy didn't seem aggressive. But sometimes men can come off scary, even if that's not their intention. So here we are at a crossroads. The crew steps in to defuse the situation. And that's the end of the episode, y'all. Crazy. Crazy. I don't know how this is going to end, but we're going to see. Now that we're here, thank you for listening this far. My name is Robin Flo. Again, this is Go With The Flow podcast. Share it with someone. Let's talk about it. What other shows do you want to hear about? What other shows you want to discuss? You can send me an email at GOWTF podcast@gmail.com. Leave me some feedback. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Huh? Let's do that. Until next time, I hope you guys have a great week, and I'll be coming back. We got to review this another episode of Love and Marriage DC, Real Housewives of Potomac. I think maybe having an episode tonight. I want to talk about it. Let's talk about it. All right. Until next time. Bye, y'all.